I'm Doug Parker, and this is your Cruise Radio News Briefs for Monday morning, December 28th of 2020. It was a Sunday morning homecoming for Holland America Line's new Stottendam. Early yesterday morning, the vessel arrived in Port Everglades for the first time since the shutdown. The ship then headed back out to sea on Sunday evening, and according to marine traffic, is heading to the Grand Bahama Island area. Holland America Line has extended its cruise pause through March 31st as it prepares for CDC requirements to resume cruising. And Royal Caribbean's former Empress of the Seas may have left the fleet, but she is not heading to the scrapyard. Cruise Industry News is reporting that a cruise line based in India has purchased the ship and will soon put it into service. The 2,000-guest Empress was built in 1990 and was with Royal Caribbean Group for 30 years. And finally, the idea of making a ship into a floating city off the coast of Panama will never see the light of day. The company spearheading the project, Ocean Builders, had trouble insuring the former P&O Pacific Dawn and wound up selling it to a scrapyard in India. Once the vessel reaches Panama, it'll turn right back around and head to the scrapyard to be recycled. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.